Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Motivational Figure. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is, describe a person who has motivated you to achieve something. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in this task. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the sample answers, let's break down what this task is asking you to do. Identify a person who has motivated you. Explain how they motivated you. Describe what you achieved as a result. Reflect on the impact this person had on your life. This topic is frequently tested in IELTS Speaking Part 2, where you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on the given subject. However, related questions may also appear in Parts 1 and 3. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to motivation and achievement. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you think it's important to have role models in life? A. Absolutely. I believe role models play a crucial role in shaping our aspirations and character. They provide us with tangible examples of success and inspire us to strive for excellence. In my experience, having role models has motivated me to set higher goals and push my boundaries. Whether it's in academics, career, or personal development, role models serve as beacons of guidance, showing us what's possible with dedication and hard work. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a person who has motivated you to achieve something. You should say, who this person is, how you know this person, what you have achieved because of them, and explain why this person motivated you so much. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person who has greatly motivated me is my high school math teacher, Mr. Johnson. I met him when I was in 10th grade, and he quickly became one of my favorite teachers. Because of his encouragement, I participated in the National Math Olympiad and won a bronze medal. Mr. Johnson motivated me because he believed in my abilities, even when I doubted myself. He stayed after school to help me practice advanced math problems and always encouraged me to push my limits. His passion for mathematics was contagious, and he showed me how math could be applied to real-world situations, which made it more interesting. Thanks to Mr. Johnson's motivation, I not only improved my math skills, but also gained confidence in my academic abilities. This achievement opened doors for me, including a scholarship to a prestigious university. I'm grateful for his support and the positive impact he had on my education and future career path. Sample answer, band 8-9. The individual who has been a profound source of motivation in my life is my high school mathematics teacher, Mr. Johnson. I had the privilege of being his student during my sophomore year, and his influence extended far beyond the confines of the classroom. Mr. Johnson's unwavering belief in my potential served as a catalyst for my academic growth. Under his guidance and mentorship, I not only honed my mathematical skills, but also cultivated a deep-seated passion for the subject. His innovative teaching methods and ability to contextualize abstract concepts in real-world scenarios ignited my curiosity and drove me to explore mathematics beyond the curriculum. The pinnacle of my achievement under Mr. Johnson's tutelage was securing a bronze medal in the National Mathematics Olympiad. This accomplishment was not merely a testament to my improved problem-solving skills, but also a reflection of the confidence and resilience I had developed through his encouragement. What set Mr. Johnson apart as a motivator was his holistic approach to education. He didn't just focus on academic excellence. He fostered critical thinking, perseverance, and a growth mindset. His passion for mathematics was infectious, and he had an uncanny ability to make even the most complex concepts accessible and engaging. The impact of Mr. Johnson's motivation transcended my high school years. It laid the foundation for my success in university, where I secured a prestigious scholarship, and continues to influence my approach to challenges in my professional life. His mentorship exemplifies the transformative power of education when combined with genuine care and belief in a student's potential. Follow-up questions. How do you think teachers can motivate their students effectively? Do you believe that motivation from others is more important than self-motivation? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to motivation and achievement. Here are some sample questions and answers. Q. How do you think society benefits when individuals are motivated to achieve their goals? And 6-7. I think society benefits a lot when people are motivated. When individuals achieve their goals, they often create new things or improve existing systems. This can lead to progress in different fields like technology, medicine, or the arts. Motivated people also tend to be more productive, which can help the economy. Additionally, when people see others achieving their goals, it can inspire them to work hard too, creating a positive cycle. 8-9. The societal benefits of individual motivation are multifaceted and far-reaching. When individuals are driven to achieve their goals, it often catalyzes innovation and progress across various sectors. This collective ambition can propel advancements in technology, healthcare, environmental sustainability, and numerous other fields, ultimately enhancing the quality of life for many. Moreover, a motivated populace tends to be more economically productive, which can bolster a nation's prosperity and global competitiveness. There's also a ripple effect to consider. When people witness others realizing their aspirations, it can ignite a broader culture of aspiration and achievement. This can lead to a more dynamic and forward-thinking society. Additionally, motivated individuals often contribute to community development and engage in philanthropic activities, further strengthening the social fabric. In essence, individual motivation, when channeled positively, can be a powerful driver of societal progress and collective well-being. Q. Do you think the pressure to achieve can sometimes be harmful? A. 6-7. Yes, I believe too much pressure to achieve can be harmful. While some pressure can motivate us, excessive pressure can lead to stress and anxiety. This might cause health problems or burnout. Sometimes, people might also resort to unethical means to achieve their goals if the pressure is too high. It's important to have a balance and set realistic expectations to avoid these negative effects. And 8-9. While the drive to achieve is generally positive, excessive pressure can indeed have detrimental effects on both individuals and society. When the emphasis on achievement becomes disproportionate, it can lead to a range of issues. Firstly, there's the risk of psychological strain, manifesting as chronic stress, anxiety, or depression. This can impair mental health and overall well-being, potentially leading to burnout or other stress-related disorders. Moreover, an overzealous focus on achievement might cause individuals to neglect other crucial aspects of life, such as personal relationships or self-care, resulting in an imbalanced and potentially unfulfilling lifestyle. There's also the danger of fostering a culture of comparison and inadequacy. When societal pressure to achieve is excessive, it can create unrealistic standards, leading to feelings of failure or unworthiness among those who don't meet these lofty expectations. This can be particularly damaging to young people still forming their self-identity. Furthermore, intense pressure might drive some individuals to pursue success through unethical means, compromising integrity for the sake of achievement. This can have broader societal implications, potentially eroding trust and ethical standards. It's crucial, therefore, to promote a balanced approach to achievement, one that values personal growth, well-being, and ethical considerations alongside tangible accomplishments. This balanced perspective can lead to more sustainable and holistic forms of success, benefiting both individuals and society at large. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test, use a variety of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples related to motivation and achievement. Catalyst, kellist, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, her encouragement was the catalyst for my decision to pursue a PhD. Pinnacle, noun, the most successful or admired part of something. Example, winning the gold medal was the pinnacle of her athletic career. Cultivate, verb, to develop or acquire a quality, sentiment, or skill. Example, the mentor helped me cultivate a passion for scientific research. Resilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, his resilience in the face of setbacks was truly inspiring. Unwavering, adjective, steady or resolute, not changing. Example, her unwavering support gave me the confidence to pursue my dreams. Holistic, adjective, characterized by the belief that the parts of something are interconnected and can be explained only by reference to the whole. Example, the teacher took a holistic approach to education, focusing on both academic and personal development. Examiner's advice: to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing motivational figures, be specific. Provide concrete examples and details about the person and their impact on you. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to motivation and achievement. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze the person's influence on your life. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to ensure smooth delivery during the test. Structure your answer. Organize your thoughts logically, especially in Part 2's long turn. Engage with the questions. In Part 3, show your ability to discuss abstract ideas related to motivation and achievement. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. Regularly rehearse speaking about motivational figures and related topics to build your confidence and fluency. For more tips on describing supportive individuals in your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on how to describe a person who is very supportive of your ambitions. This will help you expand your vocabulary and ideas for similar topics.